AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate works out a timeline for former President Trump's impeachment trial. Jackie Quinn has this.
Former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will get underway with opening arguments on February 8th. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the House Monday will transmit the article of impeachment to the Senate.
House managers and the defense will have a period of time to draft their legal briefs.
The former president's charged with incitement of insurrection. Schumer says it's important for the trial to take place despite GOP objections.
We all want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us. But healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Biden issues a pair of executive orders designed to help people who have been slammed by the pandemic.
The president says there's no way to change the trajectory of the pandemic.
The virus is surging. We're 400,000 dead, expected to reach well over 600,000.
The two orders are considered stopgap measures.
The bottom line is this. We're in a national emergency. We need to act like we're in a national emergency.
The orders include more food aid and protections for people looking for a job. Congress is considering a much larger $1.9 trillion package.
Families are going hungry. People are at risk of being evicted. Job losses are mounting again. We need to act.
Several Republicans have voiced opposition to the Biden plan. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A tour bus heading to the Grand Canyon rolled over in Arizona today, killing one person, critically injuring two others. The Mojave County Sheriff's Department says the cause of the wreck is not yet known. There were 48 people on the bus, including the driver. 45 were sent to a hospital, most treated for minor injuries. This is AP News. Baseball great Hank Aaron has died at 86 in Atlanta. Ad Seymour paid respects to the once home run king at the last remnants of Fulton County Stadium, the concrete wall over which Aaron hit his 715th home run, breaking Babe Ruth's longtime career mark. Seymour tells WSB,
I was 7 years old when he hit 715, watching with my grandfather, and it was probably one of the biggest sports moments of my life.
He adds that Aaron was an inspiration to others.
It wasn't long enough in our world, you know. We need guys like Hank Aaron around.
The Atlanta Braves say Aaron died overnight in his sleep. Former nightly news anchor Tom Brokaw says he is retiring from NBC News after working at the network for 55 years. The author of The Greatest Generation is now 80 years old. For two decades, Brokaw, ABC's Peter Jennings, and CBS Dan Rather were the nation's three most visible broadcast journalists. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with. Thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.